Julia rubbed her knuckles into her gritty eyes, filled with sleep. She stretched and, oh, she flung her eyes open. She was in Harry's chamber, his leg draped across her lower body, his arm slung over her skirted waist and his nose in her hair. Their conversation of last night came crashing back, and goodness, goodness, he'd agreed to an affair until he rode into battle. Her Adonis, with his beautiful sculpted face and muscled body, had promised to offer her a few nights of passion. How had she gotten so lucky? Particularly when he was from a level of society far above her own. She was a no one in the grand scheme of things. No one even knew the professor had adopted her as a baby, other than for Una and Anteros. Heat flushed through her, and slowly, so as not to awaken him, she pushed up onto her elbows and drank in the sight of him. A beam of sunlight streamed through his narrow window and played over his blonde hair and high cheeks. Stubble hazed his jaw, his chin sharply defined with a deep cleft in the centre. The rugged appeal of him had her leaning in and giving up on her pledge of allowing him to continue with his rest. She kissed the delectable indent, then nibbled along his bottom lip. His breathing halted, then started again, but other than that he showed no further outward signs of having awoken, even though he clearly had. She teased a finger along his brow and down his straight nose. "Do you intend to sleep the day away, my hussar?"
"I'm not moving from this bed while there is a luscious woman still in it."
Leisurely he opened his eyes, his amber gaze blazing a whisky golden hue as he ran it headily down her body and back up again.
A fully dressed woman at that. I am clearly losing my touch. Why have I not removed your clothing as yet?"
"We agreed that you'd introduce me properly to Mr. Jones tonight."
"Ah, now I remember."
He swept her back onto her back and loomed over her, his hands trapping her hands to the bed, a devouring look blazing in his eyes.
"I want to eat you."
"And I might let you,"